Gentlemen,
partying.
We're back.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
It is the Sports on Tap Northwest post fantasy draft edition.
Hot shit.
Which we do every year.
Guess is back.
Guess is back. Jordan's back.
I'm back. I missed last week.
Yes.
Or last
F. But you're here and you are ready. And you have been the draft correspondent.
It's been fun. It was an intense draft this year. A lot of fun and a lot of good picks.
Yes, it was. And you even got in on the draft later in the night.
Oh, I did.
Yes. Let's
talk about that too. Ooh.
Ooh
wee. We got a sweet agenda.
Ooh wee.
Ooh wee. Put it in the air. Yeah. Okay. So, hi, all seven of you, which we like to refer to every time we do this.
Mom,
Dad, thanks. Yeah. You're the greatest.
Love you.
Zane? No? Okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah, my parents don't listen to this, you guys.
Yeah. Well.
Your dad does.
Every once in a while. Once in a great while.
Oh, all right, whatever.
But whatevs. Yeah, so, gosh, we haven't done one in a little bit, but we're on a good schedule here.
Totally.
And the fact that we are back, the three of us, for this round table, I'm pretty sure last year's podcast with the three of us was, like, one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
It was like a unicorn. It was, like, rarely happens, but was awesome.
And guess what? This makes it a tradition.
It does make it a tradition.
2 years in a row, this is a straight tradition.
Sorry, wives.
We're all about these acronyms now. That's obvi, yeah, right? Yeah. Is that what's happening?
Tradition.
Tradition to have on a weeknight.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Labor Day night. Yeah. Which, by the way, I don't know if this is going to happen next year because you both are having a friggin' kid soon.
Well, you already have a litter, so. Yeah.
It's true. So.
We can't really complain, but Jordan, you're having your first win?
I'm coming with.
When? What's the date?
November 2nd?
Ooh-wee!
So close.
Who knows when he's going to be back on this podcast, because he's going to be changing diapers for the next...
Mulaney's about to blow, yeah.
And you, Matthew Garl?
Yes.
In 3 weeks.
Wow.
Number two. And I'm not talking about...
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, and so do the rest of the seven viewers.
Sorry.
Or listeners. With this one.
Oh, yeah. We are fertile.
Nice.
Anyways.
People call you Fertile Myrtle. This,
actually, no one's ever called me that.
The sea is strong within you.
I'm going to call you that, bro.
Yes, well, congratulations to both of you. And I hope to do a podcast in the future with you, because I probably won't.
Hashtag procreation.
No, we're not going anywhere. We're shared beauties with this. This is important.
Yeah.
I like to hear this from you.
Yes. I'm not giving up. He's not giving up.
Yes.
We're here.
He's our hero. Nice little Saving Silverman drop.
Ooh,
right there.
That was a good one.
That's like a secret.
That was a good one.
Yes. Oh, yeah. By the way, we are Sports on Tap.
Northwest.
What are we drinking?
Matthew Garl. Right. Lagunitas IPA out of California. Super IPA. I think I've said this.
You said super IPA-y.
I have.
You do say that.
I have a few jokes.
That is a super IPA-y IPA.
Yeah, it's the IPA.
But what have you been drinking all night? That?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Although, can we talk about this?
I said, yes, go ahead.
No, Kyle, you talk about this because this is your deal.
I'm going to take a picture of this.
So, Jordan will post this on Facebook. So, for those of you who want to go back 5 days after I post this.
Yeah, Mom.
We're taking shots tonight. And we've taken some Patron, and it's been fantastic. However, guess what? We ran out of Patron. So
Suffice it to say,
I went up to the old liquor area.
Cabinet. Closet, if you're...
The cabinet. Sauvin, no? Okay. And I was like, you know what? That looks like we need to try it.
What
and
is it?
I bought this. It's a vodka out of Nevada.
It's a brown vodka.
It's a brown vodka, which could scare people away.
Looks like whiskey.
It looks like whiskey,
yeah. Except it's called Candy Bar. What do you see at the top, girl?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't see that right away, so it just says Candy Bar. And I was like, well, what is that? But you look at the top, there's a picture of a candy bar with it's like oozing caramel, I suppose. And then we took a shot of it and tasted it, and guess what? It smelled like
a candy bar.
A candy bar.
It's delicious.
Dangerous.
It's delicious. It's dangerously delicious.
That might have to be the theme. Dangerously. Either poison or dangerous.
Okay. How about both?
Edit that out. Whatever.
Okay. Well, we're had a shot of that. Jordan hasn't had it yet because he's all about the tequila.
I'm all about the safe driving.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Oh,
you're driving too.
What were you drinking earlier? I was drinking beers.
Beers.
It's some other things that
I've been doing. Some ciders, a ginger ninja, if you will, and from Two Towns. Ginger ninja.
That's local.
Some of this candy bar and some other vodka products. You know,
Jordan's been doing beers and Doritos.
Beers, and I had a couple shots. Had no dinner. That's why you said Doritos, because that's true.
Doritos.
Did you have dinner? Did you have dinner before you?
I had a happy hour hamburger.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
From where?
Because of this. Raccoon Lodge. Just right.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you guys drove together, did you not?
Nope.
I was going to say, how did he leave?
He leaves. He lives in, his parents are out in Oregon City. So it's
okay.
John.
And by he, we mean Jeffrey. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Jeff.
I know you're a listener.
You're one of seven.
And you're one of our seven. Thank you. You're awesome. / for winning my league last year. You're not awesome. It's okay. We'll get
hashtag
to that.
Hashtag go straight to hell.
Hashtag you're kicked out of the league.
That was hot.
Speaking of being kicked out of a league.
Oh, that's hot.
I'm upset.
This is crazy.
And I'm about to friggin' tag all you mofos.
We didn't talk about this league. Let it out, brother.
Yeah. I'm upset. I'm not going to lie.
Why are you upset?
Well, here's what happened. I've been in a league via, I call that bunch the Oregon Friends.
Okay? Oh, all right.
I call you bunch the Oregon Friends.
That's documented.
You're the Oregon Friends.
You went to the University of Oregon.
You did. And I had joined your guys' Oregon League from its inception.
Heard that.
And I've been in it for, 6 years now? And last year, that's correct.
That's high school and half of college right there.
There you go.
That's how I measure.
Okay. no rulers here.
I'm called an era.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So last year, I won the thing. I was the champion. Took it down. What?
How many leagues were you in and how many did you win last year?
I was in five. I won three. I was second. I was second in another and fourth in another.
That's hot.
Pretty impressive.
Thank you, bro.
Anyways.
Thank you.
Are you the best fantasy football player that...
Hashtag go straight to hell.
I'll let Garl answer this.
Go straight to hell.
Does that answer your question?
Or that was a tangent.
Listeners.
He's good.
I want to know what you guys think about yourselves in the fantasy realm.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Here's
what happened. Yeah. I win. Booyah shaka. I'm ready to go defend the crown, and we're about to have our draft tonight. And to be honest, I've been so busy with so many different things, with remodels, with coaching, with whatever. I didn't even think about this other league, but I figured, they'll let me know when the draft is, and we'll just get it done. I figured it would be done this week sometime.
As a champion.
And you come to me and you go, I have another draft tonight at 9. I'm like, oh, cool. What draft is that? He's like, it's Tilly's League. I'm like, the one that I won last year? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I didn't know that. He's like, I think they replaced you. And I'm like, of course they would replace me.
You win, you're out.
Dude, and basically when you win, you get kicked out.
That's like pretty like... That's Bush League. I'll say it.
I have feelings about it, but I need to hear from the outsiders.
There's like few unspoken rules, but as a reigning champion, you should be in the league automatically.
Thank you.
His response was,
someone told me you didn't want to be in the league anymore. Someone told me. How about a text or a call or something about
Jordan,
this?
What's the percentage that you think it might be you that didn't?
Okay, so listen.
Give it a percentage.
It's been a long couple of weeks for me. I've been doing a lot of partying and a lot of talking to people about fantasy football. So I give it a straight 35% chance it was me.
I'm missing.
There's like an F place. AKA, it's still on Tilly.
Tilly.
It's still Jeff Scherzinger, who will be tagged into this.
Yeah. He still won't listen to it, though.
Tilly, you're still a really nice guy, though.
Yeah, no. We still love you, bro. Yeah. Thanks for helping me with my taxes the last 2 years.
Our CPA.
Yeah. He's an accountant. If you need tax services, call Jeff Scherzinger.
Go to Black Ford & Co.
Yeah.
If you want, hey, if you want taxes, go to Tilly. But if you want to do fantasy football,
don't.
Don't.
Go anywhere else.
Closed. AKA fixed.
You know what? You're like on Yelp when you get like 2 stars.
Yeah.
You are a 2-star Yelp fantasy league, sir.
You should get judged as a commissioner, though. You get judged in everything else in life.
Let's throw this out there. I'm a commissioner of my league.
Yeah.
How am I judged?
No. I know that we're going to be stressed for time, but why don't you tell the story of how you got the trophies? Because we had the we had trophies for you're in 2 leagues or whatever.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm in several leagues, but I have
So we have the draft tonight.
Tonight, aka Labor Day.
Labor Day. There's trophies to be handed off. You got a secondary trophy,
and here's what happened. Okay.
So tell it.
So, as a league commissioner, I take this very seriously. This is the 9th annual Ball and Chain League.
You don't just become a commissioner and have it like whatever half.
I'm all in.
Yeah,
I'm all in.
Laissez faire.
Yes.
Whatever.
It's all about French
fantasy football.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hashtag laissez faire fantasy football.
Yeah. Economics. It's not that. It's not that. Hashtag.
It's not that at all.
But I like that. I like that hashtag nonetheless.
Laissez faire sounds
good. Hashtag spell it. Hey, hashtag you can't.
Hashtag the Fresher asshole. All right.
Smells like wine the same to Capistrano.
Oh,
okay.
We're Lloyd.
I don't know, Lloyd. The French are assholes.
You derailed quickly.
Okay. So a few weeks ago, so there's a championship trophy in our league, a most points, aka regular season champion trophy in our league. They get money in the league too. So they at least get some shout out, even if they had a terrible playoff game or whatever.
You had Andrew Luck in the...
Shut up. Yeah, exactly. AKA me. And then we have an Omega. The Alpha trophy is the champion, and the Omega is last the loser.
Place. Last place.
So we have a loser trophy, because nobody wants to be etched in history.
True.
And which helps with those people at the very end of the year who just give up and don't start people. Makes them want to play, so they don't get etched in history. And there was a trophy in another league, which I won, which the winners...
is supposed straight to hell?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. The winner of that league has to engrave it. So I was in charge of engraving that one as well, happily, because I won.
So you got 3, 4...
Yeah. Everyone knows you love engraving.
Anyway, well, but to make my league even better, I kind of went above and beyond, and with my winnings for this past league year, I chose to spend it towards this league and buy a legit, like, 5-pound weight premium leather metal championship belt.
Sick.
Like
a cow died for this.
Sick. Yes. Like, it's pretty sweet, right?
No, it's super sweet. And no one can put it on unless you win it, right?
Unless you win it.
So
you
make your draft picks, and the belt stays with you. But during the draft, you wear the belt.
You wear the belt. It is yours. Yep. You get to show it off. Boom, it's yours.
Really?
So I was very excited to show this off. I even, to all you guys, in my texts and emails, I said, we got a surprise this year.
Well, here's what's happening. You didn't say
right? Something's coming. So I sent them to go to get engraved like 2-3 weeks ago. And it was going to be ready this week. Well, long story short, I forget because right now my life is crazy. Just like everybody else's is, but I completely spaced on picking it up. Now, Sunday morning, I remember that I forgot to pick this up. Yesterday, I forgot this. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Everyone's coming over tomorrow, and there's going to be no trophies to hand out. No surprise. And the guy who won it last year is coming from Seattle. So,
oh, he came from Seattle?
Yeah. So,
He's a baller.
He's a baller. So
Jeff,
I wanted Jeff, you again.
Jeff.
Yes.
You're a baller.
I wanted to give him his trophies, and I would have felt terrible not being able to give it to him. So I freak out. I'm like, feel horrible. I'm a bad manager or a bad commissioner of my league. This is awful. So I go into like desperate mode and I drive to the business. Notice that on the sign on the door says we're closed Labor Day as well. Have a fun Labor Day.
For sure.
Great. Horrible for me.
No one engraves on Labor Day.
Right. So I go to their Facebook page. I send them a Facebook message. I go to their basic email. I send them an email. I find the owner on LinkedIn. Oh, I connect with the owner.
Legit.
Hold on. Wait. I still don't get connected with her. I look up the owner in white pages, find three of her name, call those numbers. No one picks up and they're all disconnected. So I then go look her on LinkedIn again and notice she has a secondary website of a secondary business, which then I find on Google when I look her up and I click on it. And at the very bottom of that page is her name and a new 503 number. So I'm just hoping this is a direct line to her.
Yeah.
So I call it. The voicemail doesn't give the name, but it's a woman who, and the president of this company is a woman, and says, leave your message at the tone. And I don't want to do that. Like, I feel creepy. Like, I've already gone creep status and yeah. Totally invaded privacy to get her number. So this is a very long story. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's true.
Anyway, I start to text. It turns blue, which means it's a cell phone. I text her the whole story. She's like, I'm so glad you got in touch with me. Can you meet me at the store tomorrow at noon?
Cha-ching.
Which was today.
Nice.
At noon. Met there. Got the trophies. I'm here. Boom.
Not many commissioners would do that.
Thank you.
I was saying, if I was commissioner, I'd be like, I forgot.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was very upset. So I'm glad that we're here. And boom. Shaka-laka.
Boom.
That's
boom.
Hot. That's hot, man.
Yeah. Sorry. Very... short story long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Long story long. No, it was awesome.
Long story long.
I was engaged because I was here. I just hope our listeners are engaged.
Yeah, you've officially turned off the dial or ended
like,
the podcast.
Like, we really care, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. What's
Brad
next,
Evans is totally listening right now.
That's right.
So what just happened, fellas?
We had our draft.
And it was fantastic.
Right.
I think.
How do you feel about your team?
I kind of feel okay. I'm a little thin.
Running back.
The running back position.
Right.
Which I really filled up on. But
tell me about your running backs.
My running back Sitch includes...
So, hold on. So, this is a redraft league.
Redraft league.
And you, like, started... So, Kyle here is, like, the master of trading. Wheeling and dealing.
Love trading.
Okay. So, we're drafting. It's the first round, and it's like...
Oh, I totally threw a wrench in it.
Pick, whatever it was.
It was the seventh pick, yes.
And it was somebody who was remote, so they're calling in... our live draft.
Yes.
And you were like, hold up, I'll trade you my second and third pick for your first pick.
Your first and fourth. Or first and fifth. And he said, I'll do it for my first and sixth.
Right.
And I said, okay.
Because you drafted who first?
I got Andrew Luck, because we have a 6-point passing touchdown league, right. First. And then I couldn't believe that Antonio Brown fell to the seventh pick.
So,
and I wanted him badly.
Hold up. So you had this strategy. You premeditated this, right?
No.
So this is all spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment. Complete. Threw it out there.
You're going all in on Andrew Luck, Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Because you have to at this point.
Because I wanted to.
Okay. Okay. So you got Andrew Luck and Antonio Brown. So you had two first round picks. But then you didn't pick again.
Till the fourth round.
Yeah. Okay. So if... Given that you're a little skinny at running back, give me your running backs.
Murray Sitch is Amir Abdullah, rookie out of Lions. Doug Martin.
Yeah, who?
I know.
It's looks
muscle
awesome.
Hamsters. I've taken a leap of faith, which is why I got six running backs. Then I got TJ Yeldon, Devontae Freeman, Nile Davis, and Alfred Blue.
But literally, except for maybe Abdullah... File all those under who gives a poo.
File those under good, but not great.
TJ Yeldon, maybe, because...
He's the three-down back, though. He's the starter. They're going to force-feed him the ball.
I don't think Denard Robinson's going silently into the night.
Denard Robinson's done.
Really?
I said it.
Because I think he averaged, like, almost 4 yards a carry last year.
We'll see what happens. Anyway.
So we're going to do this. We're going to do this live on a podcast that no one will ever listen to. I'm going to offer you a trade.
Ooh!
Nice.
CJ Spiller for
Who did I say?
you are.
You wanted today. Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis Landry. Yep, that's it.
Oh my God! Spur of the moment. How did I know you wanted Jarvis Landry?
Spur of the moment. Wait. Hashtag. We talked about this 15 minutes ago. But you. But I said.
Wait, I have like, so many running backs, bro.
Half of those are useless in a redraft league. Niall Davis.
All I gotta know is who pans out, and then I drop the others. And then I pick up the waiver wire.
I'm not giving you the opportunity to see who pans out.
Well, guess what? Jarvis Landry is the man.
Yeah.
And he's going to be catching 85 balls this year.
Which one of your running backs is going to be the man?
Who else would catch 85 balls besides a whore?
What? I mean, that's a really funny joke, actually. It's a really funny joke.
Okay, thank you.
You could literally work as a whore. You could work every third day and catch 85 balls.
Wait a minute. That's an odd number of balls. Wait a minute.
Somebody said
think
surgery.
About it.
Somebody said surgery.
Lance Armstrong was involved. Okay. Okay.
That's the goal.
I'm going to turn down your trade.
All right.
And
good luck
with
Niall Davis. Good luck.
Whatever.
Good
luck. Niall Davis.
Niall Davis. Championship. Good job. Forfeiting everything for Antonio Brown and Niall Davis. Congratulations.
Whatever. It was a great turnout.
It was a great turnout.
The draft.
Oh, the draft. Okay,
candy bar vodka.
It's
something.
Hello.
It's
something.
There's too much peanut butter.
Because you sold me on CJ Spiller.
I love CJ Spiller.
Not enough.
I don't have enough receivers.
I love Niall Davis.
I'd be giving you one of my top receivers for a running back. I might start 1 week.
I wish we had pulled this up because we could negotiate, but I don't have.
Okay, yeah, guess what? Next podcast, listeners, you tell us what you want to hear about. AKA, we're never going to hear from you.
A trade will go down.
Okay,
I'm certain.
Okay, great. Can't wait to do another podcast with you when you have a second kid.
I love you
because it's going to be. Blissful. Okay, here we are.
Blissful.
Blissful. Anyway, draft was crazy.
Yeah.
It was good. 8 people showed up. We had a first time ever, we had a Skyper.
Oh, that was tight.
And then another person on
Conference line.
And they.
As the second year draft journalist or whatever.
Yeah, what are you on it? Yeah, correspondent. Yeah. What
how did you compare to last year?
Well, there were a lot of funny jokes this year. And there was a lot of funny jokes last year.
Can I call out Hartley?
Yes, he can.
Joke game was on fleek.
It always is. That guy's the man. Yeah. I don't know him very well, but he's funny.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember a specific joke, but I can't.
Oh, what was Zach Ertz?
Zach Ertz.
Yes.
Oh, my Zach Ertz.
Oh, I'm sorry, my Zach Ertz.
That all night long.
I'd be playing, but my Zach Ertz.
Dude, Hartley, nice job. Man, you were off. I mean, I give him...
He had several good ones, too.
Several.
Was he the MVP of the draft?
He's always the MVP of jokes.
He's the comedic MVP, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And he'd be glad to hear it, because most of his jokes, I'm not going to lie, they fall on deaf ears, because his jokes are, like, almost too, like,
laser
smart.
I feel
like almost too smart, because people don't understand it, but he was on point.
I said, tomorrow or the next day, I'm going to remember one of your jokes and be like, oh, that's hilarious. You didn't like.
Yes.
He's so smart.
Yes.
Smartly.
Smartly.
How was his team? How did he pick?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Whatever.
We're talk about a draft.
This is what we say. This is when we say we're going to win it all.
We're going to talk about our draft in our podcast, but not have it pulled up, so we don't have no idea what happened.
Yep. Boom.
Okay. Anyways, all in the championship. But
yeah.
Anyways,
that was it.
Let's do a little NFL preview.
Oh, NFL preview. I'm ready.
How's everyone feeling about their respective... Both these guys are wearing their team colors.
Okay.
Thank you.
Start in the AFC West. Because that's our...
We'll start in the AFC West because those are our teams, Chiefs and Broncos. And if you listened to the last podcast with Brad Evans of Yahoo Fantasy Sports...
Professional.
You kind of know where we're going with this. But if you don't know, now you know. Player.
Cracker.
Would you like to give your pick, sir?
Well, I will say the last 2 years, you've tried to make an argument for the Chiefs the last 2 years.
I never said they were going to win the division
No, but, well, last year
I said they were, we'll go back to it. Okay. I will say they wouldn't have made it.
Off the top of my head, I feel like you were like, the Broncos will probably win it, but... And you try to make some, like, secondary argument for the
That Chiefs. They can make the playoffs, sure.
But, so... Last two years, it's been Broncos hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this year...
You're feeling a little pressure.
I feel a little pressure. I will admit
under pressure. Bum, 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 ba, da, ding, ding.
The original.
Of course. I'm not saying.
But anyways, I think it's going to be Broncos.
Pressure!
Is that going to be the intro music?
I'm done. Yes, probably. Yes, now it is. Oh, you already heard it, but we didn't know.
So I think it'll be Broncos, Chiefs. I think the Broncos will win it. Then Chiefs will be nipping at their heels. I will say it's 64.
Are they going to be wild card? 64. Are you going to nip at our wild card here? You don't need to say your wild cards yet, but...
Yeah, but the Chargers are right there, too.
Very true.
How do you feel about the Chargers versus Chiefs?
I don't know. How do you feel about Philip Douchebag Rivers?
Hey, you know what that means?
Drink. It does mean drink.
Everybody cheers.
Cheers. All right, so you're going Broncos.
I'm going Broncos.
Okay.
I legitimately think they're going to win. I think it's going to be close. I think the Chiefs are right there.
You nipping?
And I think the Chargers are nipping.
Nippity skippity.
The Chargers are nipping at your heels, the Chiefs' heels, and the Raiders are like, come on, bro.
Chase Daniel beat them last year. Whatever.
It would suck.
Okay. Anyway, I'll pick Chiefs. No doubt in my mind.
No doubt?
No doubt in my mind. Chiefs are taking the division.
Are we going to bet right now?
Right now.
$1,000?
No. You want to do it?
No. I'm not going to bet $1,000.
I'm ready.
Was you?
Listen.
I'm ready.
No. Okay, oh Mr. Disposable Income.
Jesus.
Yeah, disposable. You're the one throwing out the number.
I was kidding. I thought it was like so
egregious. What about $150?
No. Let's do, you know what? Let's do a straight $40.
$38.
Sounds
$33. Come on!
33, sure. What?
Okay, yeah,
what just happened?
$33. $33.50.
Now you guys already shook hands.
I draw the line at 33.
You guys already shook hands on 33.
$33.
$33.
You got the jeans, I got the bar.
Yeah, I think, I'm not gonna lie. As much as I'm not a believer in Alex Smith, like long-term or anything like that, our defense is on point. We got everybody back. Justin Houston's here. Our DBs is where we lacked last year.
Eric Berry. Sweet story.
We're there. Eric Berry's back. EB, be bold, be Berry. Let's go.
Right.
And then on offense, we got Jeremy Maclin. We got Travis Kelce. We got Jamal Charles. Everybody's healthy. Let's go. It's on. It is on. The Chiefs will go minimum 10 wins up to 12, but probably won't be there. I'm guessing it's 10 to 11, and they will win the division based on a 1-1 and or 2-0 record against you guys, and we'll get the conference.
2-0? 2-0?
Like I said, it's probably 1-1. Chill out. What I'm saying is we're going to beat you in the division.
Differences.
What I'm saying is Chiefs win the division. It's on. Let's go. Broncos do get one of my wild card, though. You're welcome.
Okay. We'll both make playoffs. Denver's going to have one of the top five defenses. Watch out.
Speaking of defenses, I think the Chiefs will also be in the top five. Maybe. I think our Chiefs defense is going to be just on fire this year. I'm talking
on fleek.
Interceptions and sack fumbles for touchdowns. I'm talking kick returns for touchdowns. I'm talking punt returns for touchdowns.
You know,
draft him in fantasy, everybody. Draft him.
You know who's going to be a big part of that? Tamba Ali Mumbaye.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Chiefs, Broncos, boom.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go AFC North. North. Go North.
North is tough.
Go ahead. Who you got?
God, I think Pittsburgh.
I think Pittsburgh, too.
It's got to be Pittsburgh.
Well, if they can somehow weather the first 4 weeks when they don't have Bell the first two, they don't have Martavis Bryant the first four, and they don't have Marquise Pouncey for the first 8 weeks.
But they could go, 2-2, and then reel off.
They just got to beat out Cincinnati, which is a tough one.
Legit.
But I don't worry about them in the playoffs. And then the Ravens.
Cleveland's the only non-player in the league.
Yep.
That's it.
So Steelers, we're agreeing?
Steelers.
Yes. Okay. AFC South. Wait, by the way, Jordan, do you have anything here?
No, this is awesome. Keep rolling.
Okay.
I love this.
Picture me rolling.
We're going to come back to you real soon.
I love this.
AFC South, pretty obvious.
Colts.
Colts.
Done.
Done. Andrew Luck, all day.
They might be Super Bowl.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Sinatra, yo. Nice one.
All right. AFC East, duh.
Is it duh? Tell me. Talk to me.
Patriots.
I'm going to throw out.
Who is it?
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, schnizzle pop. Really?
And
I will put another $33 bet in your face.
I can't do $66.
I will do a 20 buck bet.
$21.50.
Done. There it is.
Okay.
We have.
Okay.
We're at
54.5.
54.5.
I think Miami's going to be awesome. I think Tannehill's going to come out. I think he's.
You think he's top five, don't you?
I do think Tannehill's top five.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh.
Because
his wife's hot.
How, you guys know who Ryan Tannehill's wife is? I have no idea.
They were on the Hard Knocks last year.
Oh, I
saw know. It.
No, two years ago. All
right,
so last year was the Falcons. You should know this. You're a Hard Knocks lover.
Last year was Falcons?
Yeah.
You are Hard Knocks.
Double damn, I am. I am. Thank you for noticing. Double damn, by the way.
Ooh. Jigga, jigga.
I might throw in the Bills. Have a ridiculous defense.
Yes. It's Rex Ryan. It's Rex Ryan.
They have LeSean McCoy, Sammy Watkins.
Get healthy.
Now, it's Tyrod Taylor, so.
I actually like him. I'm not going to lie.
So they might be good.
They go 8-8, 9-7, but just don't do it.
Oh, man. But so my point is the East has never been
so good. So you got Ndamukong Suh and the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Yeah, we bet on it.
Yes,
so,
I mean, it's done. Yes.
Lamar and I got
I love Lamar Miller.
You were on a bone
Lamar
city
Miller
for Lamar Miller.
Two fantasy leagues.
Not even a half chub. You were a full chub for
Dynasty
Lamar Miller.
Dynasty league Lamar Miller.
I couldn't.
To be fair,
this is how crazy this dude is. He traded Davante Adams,
you say this.
Shane Vereen, and a first round Dynasty draft pick for Lamar Miller.
At face value,
you just
at that at face value, that's crazy. However. When I woke up that morning, my starting running backs were Trey Mason and Bishop Sankey, a.k.a. Poo and Crap. So, no. Yeah, I had to make some moves to make something happen.
Good. We're talking about another
one. And it was either Lamar... I'll tell you this. It was either Lamar Miller or Andre Ellington.
Lamar Miller.
Thank you.
But you don't need to
or
sell
Bishop
your soul.
Or Bishop Sankey.
You don't need to sell your soul.
Bishop Sankey? Yes, I do. If you give me Bishop Sankey or a ham sandwich, I'm choosing. It's like a tough
toss-up. You had
luck
be a lady. You didn't need to.
I might choose a ham sandwich with mayo.
Ooh.
And some honey mustard.
Thank you.
Some
sharp cheddar.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
you throw in a little pastrami.
Oh,
I mean, now we're
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, bro.
I mean.
Warm that shit up a little bit.
Blippity bleep.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too, but I feel like I missed out on everything that everybody ate tonight. I'm the only one that brought snacks tonight.
Yeah.
That's a travesty. You need to include, I know that you
I did.
I know you said that, but like call it out next year and be like, no one brought snacks because then we will.
You need to assign people snacks, dude. Like hey.
Your fruit
you
salad.
Bring a, you bring a veggie tray. You can buy all these things. You know,
I know.
You bring some JoJo's.
JoJo's.
Let's
Ooh.
Be real. The older we get, the more into veggie trays I'd be.
Yeah, me too.
Totally.
Okay.
With Hella Ranch, you know?
Hella if I delicious. Can, like, if I can offset, like, a JoJo, like, a,
yeah.
I'll eat a pound of JoJo's, but if I can eat a couple broccoli sticks,
yeah.
then I feel like I'm golden.
Yeah.
Then you just, you're healthy.
Even.
You're
Even
healthy.
Steven. It's not about being healthy, it's about being cool. Or not hungry.
Ugh, same, metabolism
thing. Same thing. These
my
days.
Metabolism doesn't quite work like it used to.
I know. Being 30s.
Hashtag
30-year-olds.
Whatever.
Okay.
Wait, so we just did AFC.
Now it's on to NFC.
NFC.
So let's go to the north again. NFC North.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
I'm sorry.
Next.
Although Minnesota's.
What?
Minnesota's.
Stop it.
Nipping at the heels. I'm not ready to
do that. Oh, the 9-7 record, maybe.
Adrian Peterson.
Great. Sorry.
What?
You're great. I have Theodore Roosevelt Bridgewater at quarterback, and
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to switch my decision.
I'm ready to take another bet on you right now for like $16.50.
No, I'm not saying the Minnesota Vikings are going to be better than the Packers. I'm just saying they're going to be good. They'll be decent.
So what? Or are you going to switch your pick? You like you just said.
Are
you
I was saying Switch because it was a reference to Adrian Peterson beating his kid at the Switch.
Oh! Anyway,
Adrian Peterson, wow. If you're listening to this,
sorry,
it is
sorry.
What it is.
okay, so Packers.
Vikings are better than the Lions. Are you okay with that?
They're on par.
They're second place?
They're on par. And then you got Jay Cutler's team.
Puke joke.
Is he exactly. Still the starting quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah. Jay Cutler?
And Brad Evans had something to say about that. Because he's a Bears fan.
Oh, God.
Brad Evans.
I didn't really go feel this, for you, but bro. The fact that he lives in Denver, where I'm from, basically.
And he's a Bears. Yeah.
I mean, and we both hate Jay Cutler. I kind of had...
You could have made more of a man crush... Like
I know,
like love with him. You could have like exchanged
honestly,
pleasantries and like,
honest,
phone numbers.
I didn't say too much about this because I was afraid it was going to go off and he'd like get a restraining order against me. I love.
Well, he brought up Priest Holmes to me.
I love him,
and I about
you love him.
Like let it go, like
Brad
Frozen
Evans.
Style.
Brad Evans, love you.
Okay. Well, all right. NFC South.
He's our hero.
Who you got?
South is tough.
I'm gonna surprise you. I think.
Go ahead.
I'm going Saints. I feel like they're back in a way because they're going to go the Bronco route. And I'm not saying Broncos are going to win because my Chiefs are going to win. The
AFC West.
But they're going the route of we're gonna run the ball. And it's going to open up the passing game a little bit more. Whereas they forced it in the past with Jimmy Graham and all that.
Jimmy Graham, as good as he is, might have been a little bit of a hindrance.
Well, because Drew Brees sure. Can hit anybody who's
Brandon
open.
Brandon Cooks, huge year.
Beaver.
Cello.
Oregon State. Thank you.
I'm going
New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I think I got to go Saints. I think I'm a year off of the... But next year, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go Buccaneers. But I think they're a year away.
They're away. Yeah, totally. I'd agree with you there.
So
I'd agree with you.
Atlanta, nice. Joke.
Saints. There you go.
Saints. Good business.
Okay. NFC
awesome. Carolina. If Carolina had Kelvin Benjamin, I say they're in the discussion. Not ready to anoint them, but they're in the discussion without them. Sorry.
It's the only reason I would give them in the discussion because I love Luke Kuechly that much.
So good.
Balling out of control.
So do I.
Great white hype when it comes to a
so do I.
Defensive player.
Okay, we're agreed.
All right. NFC East. Cowboys.
Really?
Yep.
Eagles all day, or day.
You know what,
I can't go.
Let's bring up last year. Are you?
Yes. I'll
you were calling Eagles to win the whole thing.
I called them being the Super Bowl.
Yes, you did. You had a little thing for them, which I don't Chip. Blame you because they have, they're exciting. Chip Kelly will make anything exciting. Okay. However, I side with the team that has like the most amazing offensive line since the 90s, aka the Cowboys offensive line. And their line is that amazing.
So, who's running the ball?
It doesn't matter, dude. Are you kidding me? Their offensive line is so legit. Romo could just eat a hot dog, watch a movie, then throw a touchdown pass. And they could put in McFadden, Julius, not Julius, who is it? Joseph Randall, or Christine Michael, and be money. Like, their offensive line is so legit, it's ridiculous.
You want to bet $10.50? I'll bet $10.50 on the Eagles.
Okay.
So cool. What are we up to now?
I think we're up to like 67.
68 because the 50 cents.
Okay, make it
68 because the 50 cents. Oh. 65. No, 67. No, 68. Boom.
I'll bet another dollar.
It was 39. It was 33. And then it was... What was that last bet?
Oh, gosh. What do we do?
I can't even...
You guys start doing the 50 cents and then screw me all up.
I know. Whatever. It's a
you guys remember the teams? Make it straight.
It's a trifecta for $69.
All right, whatever. Yeah, trifecta for $69. But we're going to...
We'll break it. We'll listen to it. We'll break it out.
We'll figure out the percentages.
Good luck to both
Eagles over Cowboys.
Eagles over Cowboys? Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, Sam Bradford's going to break his hip in 2 seconds.
Or be...
Amazing.
Awesome.
I get it.
Did you see when Suggs hit him?
Yeah.
In the knee.
If I were Charles Suggs and that was legal, I'd have done the same thing. As dirty as it was.
You bet it wasn't
if
legal.
If it's legal. The league came out and said it was legal. The league came out and said it was legal.
The league's so credible. I know.
Amen to that.
I know.
Amen to that. Hashtag free Tom Brady.
Can we talk about this?
Right? Are we on the same page?
Yes!
Yes!
God, I love you.
Yes!
We haven't even talked about this.
Yes.
So we've been pretty big Goodell
fans.
Defenders.
Defenders, yes.
I flipped. I mean,
I want to hug
we
you.
We haven't even
I want to hug
about
you
this.
Via the podcast, over the radio, whatever you want to call it. Yes!
They screwed this up.
They totally screwed this up. And free Tom Brady, Goodell's a douche. However, prior to Tom Brady, Goodell was going by the letter of the law that they agreed to, and he went rogue on this. He went rogue and gave him four games for the most minimal thing. The most that violation has ever gotten in the past was a $25,000 fine. Not only did they give him four games, they gave the team $1 million fine and a first-round draft pick taken away. It's ridiculous.
They're clearly flying by the seat of their pants.
And they're making it up for, like, Spygate. They're making it up for the past indiscretions. It's stupid.
Now, I agree with you.
And Goodell, yes, is being a douche. And I might boo him at the draft, which we normally supported him
which
at the draft.
Which we went to last year.
Which, by the way, I still haven't posted it, but we went to the draft this year.
You posted it?
I haven't posted our draft posts yet. I haven't done it.
You haven't?
I haven't.
No, are you sure?
If people want to listen here, we're going to have a bonus on the Fly podcast coming up.
Why didn't you publish it in the first place?
Because, yeah.
Damn.
There's a story behind it. Would you like to tell?
Well, real quick.
It'll be an intro to
the abridged version is that we did it after night one of the draft. We, like, did this whole... We had the intent of doing a podcast. We did it. And then the second night...
It was good. It was like a 5-minute...
Yeah,
like,
it was
boom.
Just a little blurb. And then the second night, we did it again. And we're like, oh, that was gold. And then we listened to it, and they were literally the same exact thing.
Nice.
We, after a few beers and a few shots, we said the exact same
literally
thing.
The same thing.
Nice.
It was literally the same thing.
So, I haven't played it yet. It's not out there. Okay. But in one of these days, when we haven't done a podcast in a while,
when
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Sure.
And people are going to see the before, during, and after of what just happened. And they're going to be like, oh my God, they literally forgot what they said.
We were
12 hours ago.
We were at the draft. And every...
In Chicago.
We were like... It was like the third round, and Goodell would come out, and people would boo him, and we were like...
Come on.
Come on, shut
Get up. Over it, Jets fans.
I'm not, like, whatever.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm like, whatever. Goodell, I don't think you've handled
All of a sudden, Goodell goes after Tom Brady, and everybody wants to be a Goodell fan. Right? It's like,
stupid.
Take down Golden Boy because he wins four Super Bowls. Really, guys? Get over it.
The play game was stupid. Brady was stupid because he didn't comply...
But it doesn't matter. It's the most stupidest
thing.
Give
him one game, $1 million, call it good, we're done.
Not even. It's so stupid.
So stupid. Okay. What do we got
there? I don't know. Fuck. Sorry. I gotta bleep that,
that's
too.
That's
a bleeper. Yeah. NFC under pressure. West. NFC West.
NFC West.
I mean, come on.
Seattle
Seahawks.
Done.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go wild cards because now we've got our division winners. Who's your two wild card winners? In the AFC, two guys.
I'm going to say, well, this is where we differ. Since I said the Broncos win the division, I'll get to say the Chiefs.
Okay, because I'm same as.
And then, I'll go to the AFC East. Whoever doesn't win, Miami or New England, is going to be the...
Oh, okay, because you took Miami. Well,
you took
Miami.
So I'll take
New
England. But if you take New England, I'll take Miami.
Patriots. No, you're taking Patriots, because you picked Miami.
Yeah, exactly.
We put like a 1750 bet on that, or whatever it was.
He doesn't forget that kind of shit.
He doesn't. Okay. So, I went Chiefs, so I got to go Broncos. I mean,
Obvi.
And then, gosh, that Steelers-Ravens-Cincy division... It's either going to be Cincy or Ravens, and I
Cincy, right?
Cincy's been there for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because
Ravens, it's yours. Just do your business. Figure it out.
But Flacco's going to throw something
stupid.
I know. Torrey Smith.
So I'm saying Broncos and Ravens, okay? Broncos and Ravens. Okay. NFC wild card, and I've got a couple of surprises. Well,
okay.
Actually,
well, I'll go first. Minnesota.
Okay.
Because I think Green Bay is going to win.
Okay.
North.
Yeah.
And then I say Cowboys, because I think the Eagles are going to win.
Okay.
If the Cowboys win, I say Eagles.
I almost want to change one, because the Eagles should probably be in there. But you're going to like what I have to say.
What?
Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
I have Minnesota. Look on it. I never changed it. It's right there. Vikings.
Yeah, you have it.
I have it there.
Okay. On your iPhone?
On my iPhone. Boom.
You got right there.
Minnesota. And you know who else I have in there? Which knocks out the Eagles, which almost sounds blasphemous.
But you know what? It could cost Chip Kelly his job, which would be fantastic.
Right, yes.
Arizona Cardinals.
I was going to say watch out for the Cardinals. If Carson Palmer stays healthy,
yep.
Then they're right there.
Yep.
Right. Their defense is legit.
Yep.
You got Carson Palmer throwing to
Brown, Fitzgerald, Floyd.
And if
Ellington.
Ellington stays healthy. So those are two.
With David Johnson?
Yes.
Averaged like 6 yards of carry in the preseason.
Those are the two outcards, though. Palmer and Ellington. Those are two.
Okay. Yep. All right.
How long has Carson Palmer been in the league?
A thousand years, maybe?
For all?
Yeah, he's been in for like 11
he's
years. He came in like three or four. Yeah, he won the one. All right, here we go. AFC champion. Who is going to the Super Bowl via the AFC?
You can call me a homer. I don't care. But it's between. It's honestly 50-50.
No, I don't want to hear 50-50. You can give me 50-50, but give me an answer.
I'm talking myself out here. Pittsburgh and Denver.
Woo!
I say Pittsburgh.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what you're doing. You're hedging bets.
Am
Are you
I?
Hedging bets?
Am I? No.
Do you really think Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl?
Yes, I do. Their offensive weapons after week four? Okay. Please. Please, Antonio Brown.
Their defense is
Bell.
Awful.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I'll score them.
Okay, so Pittsburgh, Super Bowl.
You've got New England again.
No, I don't.
Who is it? Indianapolis.
Indianapolis
Colts. Yes, you do.
Okay. Andrew Luck. Guess what happened? He's been in the league 3 years. You want to hear what happens? He's won the division all 3 years. Wild card.
Let's talk about
first year. Listen to me.
Defense.
Wild card first year.
Okay.
Divisional round the second year. He wins the wild card, goes divisional. And then the third year, he goes to the AFC Championship. Oh, okay. It's math at this point. He's going to the Super Bowl. It's progressions.
Well, listen. I would call you crazy.
He's going deep to Dante Moncrief.
I would say that you're smoking crack, but however, last year you picked the Super Bowl.
Perfectly.
It. So I can't, but whatever. I think you're stupid.
Indianapolis Colts. And you got Pittsburgh Steelers.
I got Pittsburgh.
It's in stone.
It's in stone. 'Twas written on the stone.
Okay, NFC champion.
Green Bay.
Green Bay. I can't seem to get off the automatic that is the Seattle Seahawks. I just feel like they're going to be there until all these contracts start to run up.
Yes.
And they're there.
It's like 50-50 between Green Bay and Seattle. And
I think who has the home game?
Ultimately,
right?
What's going to happen
is the home game?
Cam Chancellor, I think, is a big cog in this.
Dude,
good call. I think that
I made this pick thinking Cam Chancellor's playing.
Yes. So the Seahawks have the leverage. I'll give you this. They're going to start charging him game checks, and he's going to be like, okay, I'll come back.
Yeah.
And he's going to be awesome. So, if that's the case, Seattle? Yes, I'd probably go Seattle.
So, you're switching?
Like Adrian Peterson. Am I going to pull in Adrian Peterson?
Now you got Green Bay, right?
I'm going Green Bay.
Green Bay, Pittsburgh.
If you're going
to
go.
AKA Super Bowl repeat from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When Aaron took him down.
Yep. Yep.
That's right. Okay, so Super Bowl champion. Do you have Green Bay or Pittsburgh winning the Super Bowl?
Green Bay all day or day.
All day or day. Say nothing on the track?
Because guess what? Devontae Adams is going to blow up.
And you trade him away.
In a dynasty league. Because guess what
happens next
year?
Why did you do it?
Next year, what's going to happen?
It doesn't matter. He's going to be the man.
I know. And, you know, maybe I'm talking myself out of this. Because we said that Eddie Lacy, we're not too high on this year.
They're going to, even if they lean on him this year, he won't be leaned on from here on out. They knew his knees were going to give out at some point in time.
So you're
CJ Anderson all day.
I can't take, okay. That's going to be, I was going to say, can I bet you no bet?
Do you want to tell him about the trade that I made?
You tell him. You made it.
Well, last year, I traded DeMarco Murray for Eddie Lacy, basically.
Yeah.
Straight up. People thought I was crazy because DeMarco balled out. But guess what?
No, on my team.
Eddie Lacy did great. Not amazing, but he did great. And he's younger. And guess what? I knew DeMarco wasn't going to be a Cowboy. He's not with the Eagles. He's going to run 60% of the time. It's dumb.
But we'll still rack up.
I don't care.
I will bet you he goes 12.
That's right. You have him, so you're like excited.
1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns. I bet he does that at least.
That's fine. Whatever.
I know I have CJ Anderson, who's going to ball out, which you know.
Yeah.
I got CJ Spiller. Belcal and Denver. Bonus.
Belcal and Denver, run first offense.
Okay.
Good trade.
All right. So you are now, you're picking Green Bay Packers to win Super Bowl 50.
I love you, Denver.
XL.
I love you, Denver. This is Denver's last year, by the way.
Yep, it is. I went all in.
Manning's either going to be dead or retire.
Okay.
AKA dead.
Okay, Packers.
Dead to me.
Packers to you. XL. XL Packers.
Yes, yes.
All right. I've got, it's Colts, Seahawks. And you know what, man?
You're going to go Colts?
Listen to me.
Colts Super Bowl?
Listen to me.
Are you doing it?
I see Andrew Luck going from game to game to game. But do you notice, when he goes game to game to game, he loses that game. The Seahawks defense will be too much for Andrew Luck, and the Seattle Seahawks will be back on top for a Super Bowl 50 championship.
Okay.
I just see them, like, blitzing him, knocking him down. Andrew Luck is one of the most turnover-prone quarterbacks. As much as he does on offense, he turns the ball over. Period, end of story.
At the most.
He fumbled the ball nine times last year.
The most
nine. How do I know that so well? Because I lost in the fantasy championship because he got me negative points.
You had Andrew Luck in one league and I had him in the other one. We both know Andrew Luck was terrible that week, but we also know that he's effing awesome.
That's true. That's true. Which is why I picked him.
Green Bay and you say Seattle.
I say Seattle.
NFC. All right.
Here it is. All right. All right. Jordan, do you have anything to say to that?
I mean,
I miss you. I feel like you've been gone forever.
So you guys were lighting it up. I loved it. I loved every second of it. Okay. I hope I can remember it.
Well, I want to hear, to be honest, I want to hear, you told me and told us that you had a story to talk about, and I want to hear about this story.
Ooh, okay, I'll tell it real quick. Okay, so this kind of ties back to my job real quick.
Ooh. Can we say your job's name?
Yeah, I work at Edelman.
You look at Edelman.
Edelman Public Relations, and one of my greatest clients of all time is Treetop Apple Juice.
Yes. Did you ever post that video, by the way?
No, I still will. I'm holding it in my back pocket.
Yeah, it can be done. It can be done.
Yeah, so, but a couple, I guess about a month ago, I drove up to Snoqualmie, Washington.
Yeah.
To sponsor the Marshawn Lynch Beast Mode Challenge.
Ooh!
Which
I
was like,
this. I did
like,
not know this.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
It's like a Tough Mudder.
Oh, tight. Okay.
Yeah, Tough Mudder. Yeah. And, like, Treetop was out. I was there, you know.
That's kind of
posting
awesome.
On Facebook and stuff, giving tight. People, yeah, it was sweet. It was a whole bunch of small town people getting together and doing a little fun 5K. But Marshawn Lynch doesn't show up.
Oh,
and my clients really wanted to, and he hadn't played in the preseason game the night before. So it was kind of like, we thought you were going to show up or whatever.
He's not about that action, boss.
But he came last year.
Nothing. Nobody.
Okay. What is that?
That's what he says.
Oh, that's what
it would have been better if you just showed up and it was like, hey, I'm just here
because I'm just here because I don't want to get fined.
Yeah.
He's here at the 5K.
That's his
so
line.
He doesn't want to get fined.
That's his line.
Yeah.
But so he doesn't show up. That's okay. That's okay. I didn't care. But
no,
I came back and then on Monday I woke up and Marshawn Lynch had retweeted like three of my Treetop tweets.
Ooh.
Which got like 75,000 impressions and all these like other retweets,
which makes you look badass.
Made me look badass.
So raise your hand if you can say that you've been retweeted by Marshawn Lynch.
Oh,
and from podcast land, it's just
in
Jordan.
3 days.
Boom!
Three times in one day, and it made
awesome.
It made it awesome. So I was prepared to be
for
like
you.
This is a bust.
Yeah.
Well, I had to be. I was going to go to my client because it was kind of a bust. Not that many people showed up,
but they did that, which is a huge.
And all of a sudden, yeah, it was awesome. So Marshawn Lynch,
nice,
thanks, bro.
Awesome,
dude. The best we did. Well, we interviewed Zane Lamprey.
Yeah.
And he hosted our podcast.
Yeah.
In front of his 174,000 followers.
Boom. Did we get any spikes in
Yeah, we did. I don't remember the final number, but I know that we got
nice.
Like over 100 downloads. That's downloads. We could have had a lot of listens.
Yeah.
But people down like only a small percentage download.
I mean, if you're going to download and share your gigabytes with us.
Yeah.
Boom.
God bless you.
Yeah,
God
thank
bless
you. We appreciate it.
Amen to
so
that.
That's my story. Marshawn Lynch, good luck
this
season.
You're sticking to it?
I'm sticking to it. Light him up this season, Marshawn.
Beast mode.
Dude, He's legit.
Yeah.
He's like the safe option. I had the third round pick in this draft. I chose Le'Veon Bell, but it was like that was my.
You got Le'Veon Bell in the third round pick. Wait,
not,
what?
Not third round. Third overall.
Third overall. Sorry. I was gonna say I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
No, I meant Le'Veon Bell. But it was like, should I just go safe and go Marshawn because he's beast mode? He's gonna get 1,200 yards. He's gonna get 10 touchdowns. That's it.
Why would you do that when you can get a person who catches 80 balls a year?
I'm trying to pump Marshawn. Marshawn, because he might not though.
Marshawn's only catch like 40.
Marshawn's more of a sure bet than Le'Veon, but Le'Veon has a higher ceiling.
You know who I give?
Done.
You know who I'm going to give more love to than Marshawn right now? Yeah, I'm calling you out, Beast Mode. Hey, Mr. Skittles, give me a call. We'll talk about it. CJ Anderson is a better pick than Marshawn Lynch. I said it. Are you going to argue with me, Mr. Bronco?
You guys should call in.
Let's go. Let's go.
Carter.
Hey, taste the rainbow, mother.
Number?
Let's go.
Say your cell phone number right now.
503-810-3885. Let's go.
That's been your cell phone number since high school.
Since the beginning of it. Yeah. Since I've ever had a cell phone.
So, Marshawn Lynch, if you want to prove yourself to an amateur podcast, you should...
Boom!
Boom!
Hey. Are you about that action, boss? Let's go.
Boom.
Okay. What's next?
I believe it's your amazing rapid fire segment.
RF?
We'll get to Man Crush, but I want to hear the rapid fire, baby.
You guys ready?
I feel like we should have like some weird intro to rapid fire that goes, rapid fire, here we go.
Let's do it.
Jordan karaoke into some weird rapid fire song.
Let's do it.
Rapid fire, let's do it.
Just over and over and over again.
All right, let's do it.
So are we both, who's responding
all
first?
Kyle first, then my main man, Gar.
No,
I'll
go first and you go first.
Yes, we're on the same page.
Well.
If you can't, if you...
brother. Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah.
I'm curious like a cat that was killed by the curiosity.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Wow.
I tell you what, Mr. JJ, what? These guns ain't that bad. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. The curiosity.
So, my specialty is Randy Savage. Your specialty is...
Christopher Walken, apparently.
Walken. No, it's fantastic.
Do you love it?
Is it fantastic?
Right?
The Walken is good, dude.
The Walken's good.
Rapid fire. Wow.
Wow. I mean,
it's good, dude. It's good.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Ready? How? Girl.
Go.
Go. Would you rather have a meatball sub or grilled cheese?
Meatball sub.
But if you do some
meatball sizzle,
if you do some kind of sweet cheese, there's a lot of sweet cheeses out there.
Please tell me there's some cheese on the meatball sub.
No, no doubt.
Meatball. All day.
If you sprinkle some cheese
meatball.
On that,
a
meatball.
Yes.
Why'd you take a meatball off? All right, best wide receiver of the 1990s.
Oh, great question. Jerry Rice.
Oh, you're going first now. I thought we decided.
Oh, sorry.
Whatever.
Sorry.
You say Jerry Rice. Yeah. You're right.
You should correct
me. Michael Irving, though?
He's up there. He's top three. Him, Chris Carter, and Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
I think the only one that really rivals Rice in the 90s, based on dynamics, is Chris Carter, because Chris Carter could catch a fly in a friggin' snowstorm. Like, that dude...
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, I don't know what I just said.
But, no one can do that.
Yeah, exactly. That dude was stick-em on his hand. Sure, yeah, he was straight up awesome.
Right.
With that?
Okay, yeah. Back to me, even though I totally stole your thunder. No, you go this one. You go first.
Okay.
You go first.
All right, greatest Dallas Cowboy of all time.
Ooh.
Emmitt Smith.
Ooh!
No, wait. Do you want it?
Take it.
Trey Aikman.
Ooh!
Trey Aikman. You tell me who else. You're going to say Emmitt Smith.
No.
Roger Staubach.
Or are you going to say Jay Novacek?
I want to give it... I'm a lineman at heart, so I want to give it to a lineman, but...
You can't say who I think you're going to say.
I won't say who you think I'm going to say. I will say...
Rapid fire.
Yeah. You're right, it's rapid fire.
Rapid fire, go.
Based on all-timeness...
Now.
Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith.
Because he is the greatest... yardage guy of all time, but if I had to give, I gotta give love to like someone who's just so friggin' dominant, it's ridiculous. I'm gonna go Larry Allen.
Okay, but he screwed up the Miami Dolphins Christmas or Thanksgiving Day.
No, that was Leon Lett.
You're right.
That's Leon Letts.
Good pullout, brother.
You're taking back to the Tecmo football rap.
I still say Trachman. Trachman. Let him to four. You know.
Three.
Okay, when you go to the movie, would you rather have red vines or...
Oh, red vines. Red vines. Red vines. Red vines.
Or what?
Buttered popcorn.
I see buttered popcorn. Kyle has like some sort of weird thing with red vines. There's a gallon of red
vines.
What if
we had here... If you're wondering why I'm laughing, ask Jordan what just happened.
Kyle just pushed Garl.
Yeah, right. Garl just...
I fell off my stool.
He fell off his stool because...
I couldn't believe there's a gallon of red vines over there.
We have had a bucket of red vines here since the inception of this draft.
That's key.
But you're with butter popcorn, bro?
Yes.
Me too, bro.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
butter popcorn's incredible. Okay. All right. What is Tiger Place to see a game? Research Stadium or PG Park?
A tighter place to see a game?
Yeah, like more fun. Like,
are you talking about seeing a Beaver game and or seeing a Timbers game?
In terms of stadium dynamics.
To what type
of game?
That's
actually a better question.
A Beaver game or a Timbers game?
I'm with him.
A Beaver football game or a Timbers game?
Beavers.
I say Timbers. I love you, Beavers.
I'm not going to lie. I will give them amazing atmosphere.
Hold on,
love the Beavers over the Timbers?
Yes,
Who are you?
Listen to me.
Fan experience.
Yes, you know what? You're an Oregon Duck is what you're telling me.
How dare you?
I'm just saying, bro.
You know what? You're the one that produces this. So how fucking dare you? Okay?
Clapping.
Okay,
I just might keep that in.
Yes,
just so you get fired.
Do it.
I love you.
You know what? You know what? Here's the thing. I love the Beavers more than just about anything. Hashtag white kid, whatever. But the Portland Timbers have made top 10 lists in like Europe.
No, I know the world
venues.
The world.
The world. Beavers are not making any.
Listen. I get that. It makes sense. Worldwide. Timbers, I totally get it.
It's
an experience.
Do we live in a world?
If you had to choose Beavers against USC or the Timbers against the Sounders.
Beavers.
That's okay,
but
then we're on the same page.
Here's the thing. Fan experience.
You listen to me. You're not
you
average
to,
fan.
You
are you saying average fan?
No, I'm saying you as a person.
And you would pick the Beavers.
I would rather pick the Beavers.
Thank you. That's all I need to say.
But I've told random people, you don't even have to be a soccer fan to enjoy a Timbers game.
I would agree with that.
The environment is awesome.
I 100% agree with you. We're on the same page.
Check
it out. Okay.
That's a good one. That's a hot one.
That was a good one. Jordan.
All right, we're going to try.
Hey, Jordan, what do you say?
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't been
Ducks or the Ducks or Timbers?
I've only been in one Timbers game and it was pretty messed up.
No.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing. I don't like going to Duck games not in the student section. I'll tell you that.
Student section's out.
I don't really like to go to Duck games anymore. It's just not as crazy.
So you say Timbers?
Yes.
I've only been in one Timbers game. I would say
the fact that you've only
high school football game is
boom. But the fact that you thought about a one Timbers game over a multiple of Ducks games says something.
What? No, it doesn't. I've only been to one Timbers game, so that's all.
Yeah, but you had to think about it, is what I'm saying.
Literally, Jesuit
I would choose a Duck game in the student section over everything.
I got you. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. Your favorite mall in the Portland metropolitan area
and why?
Washington Square.
Real quick.
Yeah. Washington Square because it's close by, but I don't do malls.
It's a block away from
do malls.
It's literally a block.
Does it have everything you want?
I don't do malls. Period. End of story. So I have to
do a
mall.
Like, Jordan, what do you go to Washington Square and then leave thinking, like, I wish I had this?
Well, you guys live
great question,
so close to Washington Square. I don't live to any close
malls. So you're a Lloyd Center? You're a Lloyd Center guy.
No, well, I can go to a number of malls.
If you'd rather hashtag Target loop it.
That's true.
Ooh, Washington Square, Target Loop.
Because you now have a city Target.
That's almost unfair because Target's technically in Washington Square. But
there's
a city Target downtown, too.
What?
The Target at Washington Square is one of the worst.
Why?
The Beaver and the Hills.
There's not a Target in Washington Square. No, outside of it.
Outside of it.
It's there.
It's known as the Washington Square Target.
It's there.
Beaver and Hillsdale target and that target is the same. Target, yes. No. Yeah.
Well, answer the question.
My target loop fire? Is very similar. When it comes to
Washington Square.
Washington Square.
Yeah.
Washington Square over target loop?
No. Target, well, no. I can go to a whole mall over a Target.
Well, which
I might go. I might. No,
Washington Square is my mall.
I go Target. Here's the answer to the question. I go any Target within a comfortable distance over any mall. Because Target's got what I want.
Honestly, you know what Target
by the way,
have?
You know Target, go. I got something to say after this.
Have? Lids.
That's true.
Lids.
True that.
Lids.
But guess what I got to add
lids?
On to that?
Is it lids? Oh,
no,
lids?
But NFL.com's got what I need when it comes to lids. Anyway, what I'm saying is, have you guys tried Amazon Prime now?
Oh, are you in the zip code that
yes! You we get it. You don't get it?
No.
You get it's 2 hours. I get it within an hour and a half. I get the other day, me
this?
And my wife
no,
were like,
I haven't tried it.
We just want to throw this out there. We got waters and shampoos and socks and whatever we wanted delivered to our front door in an hour and a half. It was amazing.
Is it by some weird drone?
No, a frigging guy just drops it off. A drone
everything
can
you
do
want
it,
on your list, one guy drops it off.
Yeah. That's with it, that's at the facility. They don't have everything on Prime right. or everything on Amazon at the facility,
yeah.
but they put everything that's at the facility, what you can order, and we... The minimum order is $30.
Oh, okay.
And you order it, and someone drops it off. And they recommend a $5 tip, by the way.
Really?
Which is so
Jordan,
dumb-ski.
Do this live. What's your zip code?
97203, bro.
97203. You're in a two-hour zone.
Oh, dude,
over?
Yeah. You're right there.
Guaranteed delivery within 2 hours.
2 hours.
Do they deliver, like, steaks and...
You got all kinds of stuff, dude.
I mean, I think anything you can find on Amazon Prime... They will guarantee delivery within 2 hours.
Food?
You're in it.
Yeah.
Food?
It says it right
Some
there.
Food.
Some food?
Yeah. Like, we didn't get, like, food, like...
Like steaks.
Fresh food. Yeah.
Right.
But, whatever.
I'm not in it.
Prime now. Oh, what's
I'm
going
in,
on?
I'm in 97223. It goes 97221, comma, 97225. You know what, Amazon?
You know what?
You can go suck a butt.
I guess you're going to Washington Square.
You can suck a butt. I'll go to Washington Square and go to Lids.
And Target.
That's disparaging.
I'm
going
to go to Lids and
ask
for steak and see what happens.
And you're on the cusp. Because you know what? Do you know what you get?
What?
You get Washington County taxes.
Yes.
But you don't get Prime. And I got Multnomah County taxes.
Heard that.
Washington Prime.
Hashtag.
Sucky.
I win.
You win. Yeah, exactly.
If anybody else at Oregon is listening to this, they're like, no one ever Google.
No one understands. What counties? Who cares? Hey, all of our five friends out in, what is it? Not Congo. What is it?
The Congo?
No, the place out in Ghana.
Ghana. Oh,
Ghana.
Yeah,
we have like
we
five
have
fans in Ghana. And by the way, during our last three podcasts, we've had a few plays in Ghana.
Oh, nice.
So they're listening. Wow, you're listening. Thanks, Ghana.
Hey,
we love you guys.
Fans of Ghana.
All day.
Was the Arab There filmed in Ghana? Or was that Kenya?
What?
What?
Remember the Arab There with Kevin Bacon?
Arab?
Ooh,
oh,
that
Arab
was in that
there.
Was in
Kenya.
Is that Dikembe?
Kenya, I think it was Kenya. Well, it wasn't Dikembe, but come on.
Basically Dikembe.
Dikumbo.
By the
okay,
way, I have a story about Dikembe Mutombo. You know this, right? Did I tell you about
maybe
this?
Maybe tell it. I don't know.
I almost wouldn't not tell it because it involves people in my personal life.
What?
We can't not tell it now.
Yeah. Which people?
All right. Well, okay. So my sister,
your sister
used to work for the New York Knicks.
Nice.
And my sister was basically like, what's the word? Stalked by Dikembe Mutombo.
I do know the story.
What?
When he played for the New York Knicks. And when Courtney came back from to graduation or whatever, she was like, you won't believe this, Kyle. I was like, what? I was like, listen. And it was a voicemail from none other than Dikembe Mutombo.
The finger.
And goes, Courtney, this is Dikembe. I'm going to be in town. Would you like to go out to dinner? It's like, sorry, Dikembe.
Here's a serious
outro.
Question.
Did your sister single at the time, or did she just not want to get with Dikembe?
She was single at the time, but that dude found her number because she was an intern with the Knicks. Because he's Dikembe.
Had he been like, this is the Cookie Monster.
No one would have known the difference.
You should have been like, eh, I do like cookies.
Yeah. Hashtag Dikembe Mutombo. Who wants to sex Mutombo, basically?
I mean...
Yeah, that happened.
Your sister denied Dikembe.
It's a pretty incredible story.
My sister denied Dikembe Mutombo.
Who wants to, you know...
Dikembe has like... I'm impressed or disappointed.
Dikembe is like coming to America, eight wives, straight up. Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, coming to America.
Yeah. Soiling your royal oats. Got it.
Okay.
Anyway,
rapid fire is over for sure.
Well, dude, there's gotta be more rapid fire.
No, I just I got one left.
I want to hear it. One more rapid fire.
Do you like steak or fried chicken more?
Steak. Steak.
Is this by itself?
Yeah, by itself.
Filet, yes. Yeah, steak.
Are you south of the Mason-Dixon line? Then you can fried chicken.
But I say fried chicken. Fried chicken is my favorite food, 100%.
Steak. Yeah, steak.
But steak
it's got to be filet. I don't want to mess with the fat around it. Give me something filet. Mignon.
Fried chicken. Did you see how they fried chicken?
Yeah, bro.
They dip it in a vat of oil.
I know, it's beautiful.
What?
It's genius.
Dude's a cook, by the way.
He's a cook. I know.
I also know how to make steak like a crazy
dude. I want to taste your steak.
When you told me you cooked at your current establishment,
thanks, bro.
It like blew my mind.
Thanks, bro.
Dude,
I would love to make you guys steaks.
Yeah.
You know what's easier to make though? Steak.
Because other than like waffles, I'm not really much of a cook.
Okay.
Well, this was a good. Yeah,
we got more. It's only limited. Man crush of the week. I know we haven't talked about it, but who is your man crush of?
Why don't you go first?
The week.
Why don't you go first?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
What?
Does anyone have a man crush? I never have.
We haven't even talked.
We haven't talked about man crush. But you know what? You know what? You want to know who my man crush is?
Can I say I'm an anti man crush?
What?
Is that a thing?
I'll give you my man crush.
Who we hate?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that.
Do
you got one?
I do. And
Hold on. I want to give a little bit of love.
It's not sports, but you go
ahead. To somebody who I would have given my man crush with.
Go ahead.
It's going to be Jordan Curtis.
Oh, ooh, bro. Ooh, what?
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, you crushing?
I'm crushing.
Oh.
Bro.
What for?
I do crush him.
Dude, because you are here and you are, you've made this podcast go to the next level, bro.
Oh, thank you. And you guys brought the game today.
No, dude. I mean,
there's a lot of insight.
Jordan's legit
today. You guys are legit.
You know what you went from? You went from like the number one listener to the number one podcaster on this thing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, I had some forefathers that wrote a constitution that led me in the right direction.
Listen. You're like JFK. Who like way after the founders, but it was like, okay, I'm getting
political. Did he get shot off?
I wish I was like JFK, because I'd
be banging
the drum.
Oh!
All over the White House.
No, what is it? I wanted to hear what's your statement, which I want to hear many times tonight.
My statement?
It's about banging the drum.
Oh, what?
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to edit all of this out.
The motto.
Hump it into submission.
Hump it into submission.
You're humping this podcast into submission.
Well, listen, as long as we're sharing the love,
right.
I will say my man crush is Kyle Carter. Because he's the commissioner of a league that I love. I do love it, even though I've struggled in it.
It's okay.
But you have a live draft, which I feel is a rare occurrence. You have a live draft, and you have a man space you open up to
it's
us.
True.
You're remodeling your house. You still open up the house. You like buy some like legit rawhide leather WWE belt to the champion plus a trophy. Like, and you like emailed the CEO of some crazy company twice, three times, whatever.
Oh,
got the trophy,
yeah.
You know, whatever it was.
You LinkedIn stalker?
I did. Dude, it was a little weird, but
I just would not have gone that length. So, you were my man.
That's
crush.
Good.
So, by default, do you have anything you want to say to me? Or? So Jordan was your man crush, and I was your. You were my man crush. So dude.
No, I was.
So now it's up to him.
Yeah. Oh, do you have anything you want to say? You.
I got a quick one. I just rewatched the movie The Purge.
Ooh,
I've not seen that movie.
The first one.
The first
isn't there two?
There's two, and they're both way tight.
Purge. Anarchy or something like that. The second one.
Super sweet. I just rewatched the first one last night.
Tight.
Super tight.
That's not. This is totally nerd of me.
Who is there? A man in that?
Ethan Hawke, but the director.
Okay,
the
director, there you go.
And writer did both of them. He's
there you go. All right. Ethan Hawke is your man crush. I like that.
Yeah. I'm going to throw Chris Coppa, who's my buddy and who we all know.
Does he listen to the podcast?
Probably not. But okay. Star Wars is coming out in December.
Oh yes.
Are you a Star Wars guy?
Yeah, bro.
Jordan?
To say the least, bro.
Hashtag dress up like a
Star Wars. You know I sell the movies, right?
Force Friday,
whatever.
Man.
I mean, can you hook it?
Dude, I would love to get a poster, man. A Star Wars poster.
Poster.
Can you get a Star Wars poster?
Two posters.
We'll see.
Do it.
We'll see.
Oh, well, anyways, our friendship hinges on it, but whatever.
I've already been told they're limited.
Our friendship hinges on it.
Yeah, does it?
Yes.
So the man crush is
writing. But my friend Chris loaned me the box set of Star Wars so I could catch up on
all six of them.
Yeah,
ooh. You've seen them all though, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But I want to make sure that I have like my linear story correct,
dude. Okay. This
wow.
That was my bad.
If y'all don't know, now you know.
Dude,
they just tried to high five, and it was awful.
Quick. This is what you do. You're having a son, dude. You're having a son. This is, you know what I've seen on the internet, man?
Preach.
Show them to your son as they, episode 1, 2, 3, 4.
Linear, right?
Yes. Just like that. So, linear. Like, when.
The only unfortunate part is Jar Jar Binks. Honestly, Jar Jar Binks.
He's back in it.
No, Jesus. But he ruined, because he's in the first,
he's
like.
The first two.
The first episode. Because
he's a joke.
He's terrible. So if somebody's never seen it, then they see Jar Jar Binks, and then they turns them off to the entire thing.
But kids, if you show it to your son, let's say in like 6 or 7 years, you gotta show it to him linear, because then they freak out when it's like, I've seen these things online where it's like a kid's like, they take a video of their kid watching, like, is that really his dad? Like these kids are like, Darth is really his dad? Are you serious?
Oh, really?
Like, and these kids like freaking out and stuff.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So that's great. And you know what? We were about to end this podcast, but guess what? This is one of the greatest podcasts we've ever had, and we're going to keep it going.
If you're still listening at this point, then
you're one of the greatest fans we've ever had. And you know what? We have more to talk about. Damn it!
Just one more thing.
Just one more thing. And I gotta go home.
Well, all of that. Yeah, well, we have something to talk about. And it's super nerd city.
Ooh-wee.
It is super nerd city. And we are outing ourselves big time. But guess what?
Well,
we don't care.
During this last section, I was checking my Clash of Clans on my phone. So, Kyle and I do Clash of Clans.
Yes, we do.
So nerdy. It's like the nerdiest thing that I've ever done.
You
in my
introduced
life.
Me into this world of...
You. Well, no.
Awesomeness.
I thought it was dirty, and then my friends were like, we're all doing it. You should do it. We need like, a warm body.
You should
body
do thing. It.
You should do it. It's like a warm body.
You're like, Kyle, you should do it, too.
Hey, you should do it.
Hey, Kyle, do it.
Do it.
Hey, Jordan, you should do it.
He's gotta do it.
He's gonna do it.
I'm like, okay, friend, like, this is stupid, but I'll do it. Fast forward. A year.
I'm about 8 months, but yes.
And I would say that my wife's chief complaints in our marriage are probably like my inability to read tone and my habitual Clash of Clan like playness or whatever.
My inability to read
tone. So. Because
she hates the last podcast if everybody ever listens.
She won't make it this far.
She's burning the house down.
I can guarantee she won't listen.
She's burning the house down. Well, by the way, did you see? Are you about to bring this up? Does she like hate me?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't. But it's one of those things where I was telling somebody else to like.
I wasn't supposed. It didn't mean that way.
She took it the wrong way. She's not at you at all.
Okay.
We interviewed Brad Evans, who's like, to Kyle and I, like,
godlike.
Top 10 celebrities in our life.
Yeah.
And so to us, we're like interviewing somebody godlike. But to her, it's like, whatever, I gotta feed my 2-year-old. So she had like a fire alarm going off, and I was like,
in the other room while we're interviewing Brad Evans.
The parlor.
But the next week, I posted it, and I was like, through fire alarms and all, we had a great podcast. Whatever. I just didn't even think about it. And your wife was like,
in order,
sorry my about wife the fire
hates,
alarm.
So in I'm order, like, my wife hates Kyle, then Brad Evans, then Clash of Clans. Just kidding. She loves you.
I know.
Just kidding.
I got
the Clash of Clans. But we're talking about Clash of Clans, and Jordan, you're in, right?
Oh, I'm coming in. I was a SimCity build it guy.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm over it.
You delete SimCity from your phone right now.
I'm getting
it. Because COC is in your life.
COC is in my mouth and my life.
Jordan, wow.
Okay. Well, wow. Sure.
Jordan, I want on record. If you come into this, this isn't something that you can, like...
How much time per day? Like 30 minutes a day?
That's fine.
Sure. But it's going to cut
longer
up.
Be better?
No, but it's going to cut up to like 3 minutes, 7 minutes, eight, yeah. Five, 10. It's going to be 30 minutes a day, but you're going to be in the game five separate times in a day.
Yeah. But the basis is like if we're in a clash war, like we're in a clan war and we need you, we're going to text you and be like, hey, bro.
Time to attack.
Stop what you're doing and attack with your all-dragon attack. Okay? And you better have rage spell and healer spell.
Well, we're gonna help you. We're going to give you that stuff, too.
All right. I need to learn.
Nerd.
It's hashtag nerd life.
Nerd life.
Oh, my God.
We should not go on too much about this.
We're pretty loser. We're pretty much losers at this point.
Hey, listen, you have a kid and not getting in Clash.
I gotta pee you so bad, you guys.
Okay,
I gotta pee.
Well, George,
you guys keep rocking.
George, hold on.
You guys,
George,
gotta
pee.
Yeah,
but guess what? It's time to go.
Yeah,
we love you. Thanks for listening.
I didn't mean to break it up,
but
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
All day, every day.
Same.
What?
Give me some.